This, ladies and gentlemen, is my hat. I say no more. I put that hat on the stage. You know what the hat is for.
You know, Seattle, and that's not Jim and I or any one of you or even this whole group. Seattle has its own identity, and this whole region for decades and decades and decades has been a focal point for, dare I say, revolution and anarchy, for lack of a better term. And I'm not talking about black-suited young kids who are, you know, undereducated. WTO was another landmark revolutionary experience. And I'm not talking about the police riot. I'm talking about the nonviolent thousands of us who stood on the streets quietly and moved it through the streets quietly, who came from the unions all throughout the West, from Spokane, from Canada, from Oregon, from Northern California, and stood here in the tens of thousands to tell the president and the whole nation that we just couldn't take it anymore, that everything had to straighten out. And from then on, it's happened in Cancun, it's happened in Italia, what was the name of that country? I went there once, that city rather. But anyway, it's happened throughout the planet. And of course, we started it.
November 30th, 99, history walking on a tightrope line. Big money pulling on invisible strings, getting into everything so deep. It's hard to believe it's in the food and the water and the air you breathe and the chemistry, the biotech, the banker with the bottomless check, the corporations and the CEOs, and the bottom line is the profit grows. The money talks, you don't talk back, they don't like it when you act like that, but didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99, it was a Tuesday morning when we drew the line. It was the WTO coming to town, and we swore we gonna shut it down. And they stood there with their big police. They had a National Guard out to keep the peace, with the guns and the clubs and the chemical gas. But still we would not let them pass. And they raised and roared and their tempers flared, and there were bombs bursting in the daylight air. And they'd run us off and do us in, but we came right back again. Yeah, didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99, millennium passing as the numbers climb, and the people came from everywhere. There must have been 50,000 out there. There were farmers, unions, rank and file. Maybe grassroots has its own style. There were great big puppets, two stories tall. There were drummers drumming on the shopping mall. There were so many people that you couldn't see how that many people got into the city. And the WTO delegates too, but we were locked down so they couldn't get through. And didn't we shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99, lockdown at the police line, and they're hitting you with everything they got. But you ain't moving, like it or not. And they're tying your wrists with plastic cuffs, and they're loading you up on a great big bus, and they're taking you down to the Navy base, pepper spraying you right in the face. Try to break you down, try to get you to kneel, but you got the unity, and this is for real. And they can't break a spirit that's coming alive, and that's the kind of spirit that's bound to survive. And didn't we shut it down, didn't we? Now the media loves all the glitter and flash. The newspaper's talking out a whole lot of trash about the violence of the people in black, and how the cops are so tired they just had to attack. And the secret sitting in that deep dark hole of what they call City Hall may never be told. The mayor's out doing the spin. The police chief quit, so you can't ask him. Well, they can swear to God and all human law, but I was there and I know what I saw. And the visible stains will wash away in the rains, but this old town will never be the same, cause didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? Now it's the greatest story ever told. David and Goliath, how you be so bold, standing up to the giant when the going gets hot, and all you got is a slingshot. Well, they tell me that the world turned upside down. You gotta pick it up and shake it, gotta turn it around. You gotta take it apart to rearrange it. I don't wanna save the world, I wanna change it. And don't let them tell you that it can't be done, cause they're gonna be the first ones to run. Just take a little lesson from Seattle Town, WTO and how we shut it down. Yeah, didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99. So if you had three and a half minutes with George W. Bush to say whatever you want to, you might want to script it out. That's what I thought to myself. I'd write it out in verse, and I would talk to him directly. So this is what I did. This is for George. Hey, George. I'm talking to you. You're bringing me disgrace, pretending to be my president, and you were never even elected in the first place. Spending all of my money on that really ugly war, and lying to everybody about the reasons that it's for with oil money, George. Yeah, it's been that way right from the start. Petroleum Bonaparte. Hey, George, what's the body count? Does anybody know when they're brown and foreign? Do you bother with them or do you just let them go? And when the coffins come back home with our daughters and our sons, do you thank the families and give them a medal and ask for another one? Yeah, it's kind of cold that way, isn't it, George? Isn't that way right from the start? Petroleum Bonaparte. Hey, George! You always did want to make a lot of noise. Now you can see yourself up there on the mountainside with the other bully boys. Right there in the spotlight of the world for everybody to see. Yeah, well, there's more than one way, George, to go down in history. Yeah, and you've been headed that way right from the start. Petroleum Bonaparte. George, it's not funny, but I don't think you're very smart. In fact, I think you're kind of stupid. You just play acting the part like a psychopathic puppet with a pocket full of knives. It kind of feels good sometimes, doesn't it? Cutting up people's lives. Yeah, it's a cynical proposition, George. Isn't that way right from the start? Petroleum Bonaparte. Answer that, George. Hey, George, I hate to tell you, but you're headed for a fall. Your engine's overheating and you're way beyond recall. Somebody cut the brake lines and your steering wheel just spins. And there's a Waterloo with your name on it coming up around a bend. Yeah, it's a dead end proposition, George. Isn't that way right from the start? Petroleum Bonaparte, as you're at, George. Petroleum, you know the stuff that dinosaurs turn into?